The alterable risk factors for cardiovascular disease include, first of all, high blood pressure. High blood pressure, again, does tend to run in families, but there are some very, very good medications that people can take that have very few side effects in order to control high blood pressure. High blood pressure often occurs in people who are obese, very overweight. But then there are many otherwise healthy people who simply have high blood pressure. And the important thing is to get these people on an appropriate medication, usually a combination of medications, and keep their blood pressure within a healthy range. And that will decrease their risk of cardiovascular disease. Next, obesity. A very high percentage of Americans are considered obese. Obesity technically means at least 20% above ideal weight. Clearly, this puts a person at increased risk for diabetes and high blood pressure. And so it's very important to get rid of that excess weight. However, if I knew how to cure obesity, I would be an extremely wealthy woman. It's a very, very complex disease process. Generally, a low-fat diet is recommended for people who are obese. Next, cigarette smoking is clearly a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. People who smoke cigarettes have more heart attacks and strokes and peripheral vascular disease, you know, blood clots in the legs. Clearly, they have a higher incidence of these diseases earlier in life than non-smokers. Tobacco use not only raises blood pressure, but it probably affects the way fats are metabolized as well. And then, psychosocial factors. And this would include social isolation, certain personality traits, and of course, daily stress, like a high-pressure work situation. The evidence suggests that these factors put a person at increased risk for cardiovascular disease. However, more research is needed to understand how stress contributes to risk for heart disease. We're not sure whether stress directly contributes to increased risk for cardiovascular disease. What may be happening is that acute and chronic stress results in higher blood pressure and cholesterol levels, more smoking, overeating, etc., all of which are direct risk factors for cardiovascular disease. And then finally, sedentary lifestyle is the last factor to be added to the list of alterable risk factors for cardiovascular disease. People who do not exercise, even if they have low blood pressure, are not obese, do not have diabetes, are female, don't smoke cigarettes, are young, control their stress, and eat a low-fat diet, people who, even if all those factors are in their favor, if a person does not exercise, they increase their chances of cardiovascular disease. So there we go, another good reason to exercise.